This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Black Rep opened a new production this week that looks at the stereotypes Black performers are often asked to enact on stage and screen. It traces them back in American history to a once popular art form. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Spell No. 7 also examines the toll those stereotypes took on performers who are compelled to portray them.
Black Rep founder and artistic director Ron Heim says Black actors often face a curious phenomenon: showing up for a job and having a white authority figure try to adjust their level of Blackness.
You still have white directors and white writers who want to tell Black people how to play Black, who want to tell you you're not Black enough. Can you do it Blacker? Well, what do you mean? I'm as Black as I'm going to get. You know, I've been this Black for this many years. I mean, how much Blacker do you want me to be? And just what do you mean?
Heim says that attitude, that Black actors have to look and sound a certain way to meet white expectations of what Black is, it goes way back. Spell No. 7 traces it back to minstrel shows, which for a period in the 1800s were the most popular form of live entertainment in America. White actors blackened their faces and portrayed Black people as a fixed series of buffoonish character types, including the strong, menacing Buck and the happy, dancing Jim Crow. Some Black troops performed their own minstrel shows. To be accepted by white audiences, they had to play the same characters.
We are constantly working still under that shadow where these negative images, these negative perceptions of Black people, these stereotypical roles that we have been forced to play, still dominate the industry, film, television, the theater.
The result is a distorted expression of Black identity, and it can take a mental toll on the actors who are compelled to meet these expectations. Actress Jacqueline Thompson says the types of roles Black women get to play tend to involve a lot of violent victimhood.
For a Black woman, there's a lot of trauma that I've experienced on stage. I've been beat, my kids have been killed, I've been raped on stage. I've had all these traumatic experiences happen. So how do you let that go? How do you process that?
One way is by untangling this history, as Spell No. 7 does. Playwright Nitazaki Shange spent several formative years as a child in St. Louis. She also wrote the play For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Spell No. 7 is set in St. Louis, in a bar frequented by Black artists, actors, dancers, poets. They talk about the challenges facing a Black artist in a field dominated by white people in a series of monologues, like this one by Christina Yancey.
I am simply gonna brush my hair. Rapunzel, pull your tresses back into the tower, and Lady Godiva, give a horseback ride. I'm going to alter my social and professional life dramatically.
As the actors in Spell No. 7 move around the stage, they cross over a striking visual. A large image of a Black face mask painted onto the stage. Another one hangs above. Brian McKinley plays Lou, the MC of Spell No. 7. His costume suggests one of the character types from minstrelsy, who typically wore a tattered top hat and ran the show. McKinley says he sees the themes from the show play out in his own career, when he wonders if directors will even consider a Black actor for a certain role.
As a Black artist, wondering if I fit the bill, there have been multiple times when I've debated on going into an audition season where I don't know if I want to cut my hair or leave it as an afro, or what should I do? Am I cutting myself off from too many roles?
As the director, Himes is mindful of not creating more trauma for actors performing in this play. When it was time to don blackface masks in rehearsal, he repeatedly checked in with them to be sure everyone was okay. But acting in the show has been a positive experience for McKinley.
This show really, really helps me to embrace, you know, my identity as a Black artist. I can wear my hair however I want. If they want me, they want me.
Spell No. 7 ends on a note of celebration, of being Black and loving it. That's a sense of joy that Himes hopes will spread from the stage to the audience. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.